This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Tonight, thousands of hardy Iowans, Republicans and Democrats alike, will brave the cold to help the country start to choose its next president. After a year of campaigning, Iowans will gather in school auditoriums, church basements, even a few living rooms, 1,781 precincts in all, to meet with neighbors and literally stand up for their candidate.
It is the most expensive presidential race in history and one of the most closely contested. Democratic Senators Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and former Senator John Edwards are virtually even in the polls. On the Republican side, two former governors, Mitt Romney of Massachusetts and Mike Huckabee of Arkansas, were at the top of the heap, with Senator John McCain, who barely campaigned in Iowa, coming on strong.
But the outcome of the Iowa caucuses can be hard to predict. It all depends on who shows up to caucus. Our colleague Michelle Norris is in Des Moines tonight. She's been talking with caucus-goers. And Michelle, what have you been hearing?
Well, Melissa, first of all, it's a city where you can feel the excitement and the expectations and the anticipation because, as you said, it's such a close race. No one has a clear sense of what's going to happen. Overall, we found two things as we spoke to people. There's a lot of talk about turnout, people showing up for the first time or for the first time in years. And we spoke to many people who are still going through the final process of making a decision, even in these last 24 hours. We met one couple at an Edwards rally, Lee Olmstead and Joe Bonner, both in their 50s. She supports Obama. He supports Richardson. And there they were at a John Edwards rally, sitting right up in the front seats. Hmm. They came because they wanted to hear John Edwards give one last closing argument. They came, they listened. In the end, they stuck with their first choices. But it's an example of how serious people take this. In this case, Lee Olmstead, the wife, had gone to see all of the candidates of both parties speak at some point before she made her decision.
You mentioned turnout, Michelle. What motivates people when you've talked to them? What do they say makes them head out in the cold to spend a couple of hours caucusing?
Well, we found people who are indeed motivated. We went to a senior center, which ironically is located at 2008 Forest Avenue. And we spoke with several people, including an 89-year-old man. His name was Hale Wilson. He was wearing a World War II veteran's cap. He walked with a cane. And when I asked him who he was supporting tonight, although he appeared to be slightly weak as he moved around, he was very strong on that.
Hillary, Democrat. Of course, she's just like her husband. She thinks the way he does. He got us out of debt. By golly.
Now, Mr. Wilson said that he was leaving when we caught up with him, leaving to go to the hospital to pick up his wife. She has special permission to leave the hospital for the day, and she's going with her husband to a caucus, and then she's going right back to the hospital afterwards. Let's hear what he had to say about that.
Yeah, I'm taking my wife to the hospital. She's in the house. I'm taking her from the hospital. They're going to let her leave the hospital for a while just for the caucus.
Those are some motivated voters, Michelle.
Yes, very, very motivated. We also spoke with some folks who've lived in Iowa for years. Again, we were at a senior center, so these are people who have, you know, some years behind them. And we talked to people who have either never caucused or have not caucused for years. Edith Sharp was one of them.
First, he was well-versed on his goals. And second, he's come a long way for our race.
Who's she talking about there, Michelle?
The person that she's talking about is Barack Obama. Edith Sharp is an African-American woman. She says that she was motivated to go to the caucus for the first time in years because she felt that it was a chance to make history. When we found her, she was eating lunch with her husband. It was Pie Day. Thursday is Pie Day at the Senior Center, so they had a big crowd there for the chocolate cream pie that day. And her 79-year-old husband was there, and he said he had never caucused either. His name is William Sharp, and he, too, was supporting Barack Obama.
Never paid no attention to him in the past. But this year, it really took a hold of me. We are in need for a change. I think the Democratic candidates running, they're very good. But I just favored Obama because he talks down to earth. He talks to the little people, big people, in between, all over. It doesn't make any difference.
Now, you heard him say that he has not caucused in the past. He's not paid much attention. We also spoke to a man, Erie Goodson, and he, too, was caucusing for the first time to support Edwards. But I want to go to one last cut of tape that we got from a Republican. We've heard so much talk, Melissa, about these young people. Candidates on both sides focus on student voters and a question of whether they would actually come back and caucus. And there's strong indication that many of them are making their way back to Iowa. We talked to one student who actually lives here in Iowa, so he doesn't have to travel, lives with his parents. His name is Adam Caduce, and after wavering back and forth between Huckabee and Romney, he finally settled on Romney, and he said it was because of economics.
I run a small business here. I have a small lawn care business, and I've settled on Mitt Romney because he's been a manager, and he's run a company, and he's worked in the private sector, and I just feel that he has the strengths from the private sector as a manager to come and manage one of the largest organizations in our country, the federal government.
Now, Melissa, Adam is young, only 20 years old, but he had sharp analysis of why interest in these races are so high on both sides. He said in past years there's been one candidate who has strong momentum. In this case, that wasn't the case, so no one is essentially going with the flow. They've had to do the work, check out all the candidates, and he says that's why interest is so high.
Okay, Michelle, our colleague Michelle Norris, thanks very much.
Thank you, Melissa.